That appropriate song. Just not long enough.
It must got nervous because we were practicing.
I'm gonna let it slide this time. Yes. You let me finish that one there.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I come to you this afternoon giving all honor and praise to Almighty God, certainly the head of my life, me and mine.
Amen.
Recognize my pulpit associates, Brother McMillan, Minister Riley, my lovely wife, my beautiful, beautiful church family. It's an honor, a privilege, and it's always awesome, awesome, awesome responsibility to stand before you and profess the word of God. Let us go to God in prayer. Take charge, Lord. Take charge, Lord, as I submit. As I relinquish the right to myself, Lord God, just take complete control, Lord. As I open my mouth, Lord, speak for me, Lord. For I have nothing to say that's worth anything, Lord God. Speak, Lord. Take charge, Lord. Say a word, Lord, for somebody is in need of a word. Say a word, for somebody is waiting. Somebody is crying. Say a word, Lord. Speak, Lord, a word of comfort to our minds, a word of comfort to our soul, Lord. Let us know that it's all in your control.
Thank you.
Have your way, Lord.
Yes.
Use me any way that you see fit, Lord. Do with me what you wish, Lord, but speak a word.
Thank you, God.
Hide me behind your cross.
Yes.
Have your way. In this place, on this day, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank God. Thank you.
I did want to, before I start to recognize Ashley back to hiding in the corner. Hey, Ashley. This morning, if you would, turn with me in your Bibles to 1 Kings. I'll be reading from chapter 2. Starting with verse 1. It reads thusly. Now the days of David drew nigh that he should die. And he charged Solomon his son, saying, I go the way of all the earth. Be thou strong, therefore, and show thyself a man. And keep the charge of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes and his commandments and his judgments and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that thou mayest prosper in all thy doing, and whatsoever thou turneth thyself, that the Lord may continue his word which he spake concerning me, saying, if thy children take heed to their way, to walk before me in truth, and with all their heart, and with all their soul, there shall not fail thee, said he, a man on the throne of Israel. Hallelujah. I want to offer series of topics, and you can choose your own. The first one is attributes of a great father. Mm. You fathers in particular, you might pick the one that you want, but that's the first offering. So attributes of a great father. And the second one, I guess all of us could grab hold to, is biblical tidbits for being a great father. Probably go with a great parent if you wish, but this is our day. We don't claim this one. This is our day.
All right, we'll get it right.
Biblical tidbits for being a great father. And then the final thing we want to offer is, I got this from my daddy. You know, in this scripture before us, the scripture is King David. Mm. David was on his dying bed. He had done all that God had put him here to do. And you find him talking to his son. He's leaving advice for his son. So if you look at the scripture, as we go through this afternoon, I want you to understand this. This scripture is a father talking to a father for his children. Mm-hmm. So if you'll see how it goes, it goes from generation to generation, and
yes,
that's the way good advice does. Good advice goes from one generation to the next generation and on and on. And before we go further, I want to give you a definition of good advice. You see, good advice is the successful transfer of divine purpose and responsibility from one person to another. Make sure, somebody might want to write that down. It's successful transfer of divine purpose and responsibility from one person to another. Some of you probably know the columnist. I don't know if she still does it or not, but Dear Abby is what they used to call it in the papers. Her name was Abigail Van Buren, and she once said that if you want your children to keep their feet on the ground, put some responsibility on their shoulders. If you want your children to keep their feet on the ground, put some responsibility on their shoulders. You see, responsibility is not a curse, it's a blessing. Booker T. Washington said, few things help an individual more than to place responsibility upon him and to let him know that you trust him. Hallelujah. It takes a lot these days to be a good father. It takes a lot to be a good father with everything that's going on in the world. And for those of us who are still in the household, that's taking our rightful position and able to stand and claim to be head of household, it's a lot of responsibility. When you're raising your child, you're trying to raise your child the right way, staying in contact with that child and doing the things that child needs to have done, it's a lot of responsibility. Let me tell you some attributes of a good father. Number one, a good father is teachable.
Yeah.
All right.
You hear me?
Uh-huh.
A good father is teachable. First Kings, the first verse that says, the days of David drew nigh. He knew that he should die. He charged Solomon, his son, saying, I go the way of all the earth. In other words, David was saying that I understand mortal and immortal. I understand mortality, and I understand immortality and mortality.
Yes.
I understand that I go the way of all the earth. I can want to do a whole lot for my children, but some things I can't do.
Yes.
Because I'm mortal.
Well, yes. Yes.
David understood that there's some limits, a lot of limits on man, but we serve a God that's limitless.
Yes.
See, David understood. David understood the difference between being finite and infinite.
Mm-hmm.
I could want to do a whole lot for my children, but I can only do so much because I'm human.
All right.
A good father has to be teachable. David was teachable. It was David who coined the 23rd Psalm when he said, the Lord is my shepherd.
Yes.
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 I don't know about the rest of y'all, but I know sometimes when I'm going through something that the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want when I need some strength. I need. King David, he was teachable.
Yes.
It was King David that said that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Guide me, lead me, show me the way, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. King David, teachable. That's what a good father is. He's teachable. So King David had learned the limitations of man. And then David learned how to pray.
All right.
And whom to pray to.
Yes.
If you look at that 51st Psalm, it says, have mercy.
Have mercy.
Upon me, O God. According to thy loving kindness. According to the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Forgive me, Lord, and help me.
Help me, Lord.
Teachable. Then David says, create in me, you fathers.
Yes, create in me.
A clean heart.
Yes.
Make me want to do the right thing.
Yes.
Make me want to go the right way.
Yes.
Create in me a clean heart.
Yes.
And renew a right spirit in me. Have you ever been at home when you go through something and you got your lip poked out? But renew in me a right spirit.
Amen.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
get me out of myself because I'm going through. I feel somebody just stepped on my toes. But I'm supposed to be the head of the house, so I've got to set an example. So create in me a clean heart.
Yes.
A desire to do the right thing.
Yes, the right thing.
Hallelujah. So a good father is teachable. And secondly, a good father knows how to teach.
Yes.
David said, I go the way of all the earth. Be thou strong, therefore, and show thyself a man, and keep the charge of the Lord thy God to walk in his ways.
Yes.
To keep his statutes and
yes,
his commandments and his judgments and his testimonies.
Yes. Lord.
As it is written in the law of Moses. Mm-hmm. A good father knows how to teach.
Yes.
You see, a good father can recognize the needs of his children.
Amen.
If he got multiple children, what a good father would do, he would recognize the needs of each child. Every child don't need the same thing. You can't approach every child the same way. A good father recognizes, he knows how to get to that child.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Mm. You see, David sensed some weakness in Solomon. He said, Solomon is going to have to go through some things that he don't know what he's got to go through, but me as a good father, I've got to recognize.
Yes, yes, sir.
What he's going to need.
Yes, yes.
He said, my son Solomon will be tested in greater ways than he's ever been tested before. And I know that he's going to need the Lord. He's going to need a God to guide him. He's going to need a God to protect him. He's going to need a God to hold him up when he's weak.
Yes.
All right
now. He's going to need it, and I'm a good father. I've got to recognize, I've got to be able to teach my child, to equip them with what they're going to need. With strong responsibilities like Solomon would have, it requires great strength and courage. A good father knows the needs of his children. A good father knows how to meet the needs of his children. Hallelujah. David said to Solomon, and keep the charge of the Lord your God. He said, because you're going to need him when you start going through something.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
You're going to need the Lord when you having problems and you don't know your way. You're going to need him when I go the way of the earth, because I can't be here for you all the time, but you're going to need the Lord.
Yes.
When the world starts to bang you and knock you down, you're going to need the Lord. So be strong and hold on to God. Unchanging hand. If you just hold on when nobody else is around, but hold on, and God can take you through the valleys and over the mountains if you just hold on.
Yes, indeed.
Hold on.
Hallelujah.
God's unchanging hand. Keep the charge of the Lord your God.
Yes, yes.
A good father knows how to teach you. Get through. When they build up walls against you, you have to know how to break through the walls so that you can get a word through to them. If a good father knows. Hallelujah. A good father knows how to teach. He recognizes where he needs to be. In order for him to get his children where they need to be.
Yeah.
See, you can't pass on something you don't have.
That's right.
That's right. That's right.
want my child to be able to say, I got that from my daddy.
Yes.
Something, a good trait, something that holds her up, something that makes her strong. I want her to be able to say that, I got that.
Yes, son.
That's right.
From my daddy.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You see, fathers, you need to stand strong in the strength of the Lord yourself if you're going to be a real man.
That's
man.
Right.
Some of us think we big and bad, but if we don't have the Lord on our side.
Yes.
You see, this is a tricky world we live in. You see, we are at war and... The enemy is on the prowl.
Oh, yes, yes. Always.
Oh.
He wants you. He wants you.
Uh-huh.
He wants your family.
Yes.
He wants your children.
Yes.
He wants your church.
Yes. Yes.
Come on.
He wants your business, your job. He,
yes.
He wants
yes.
it all. He wants this whole nation, and he's working on it.
Yes, yes.
You look over there in 1 Peter 5:8-9, it says, be controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion looking for whom he may devour.
That's right.
Fathers, you got to be aware.
Aware.
We got to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
That's right.
We must use all the weapons that God has made available to us.
Use our weapons.
You see, Paul over there, it gives advice in 2 Corinthians 10:3-5, where he says, for though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does.
That's right.
The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world.
That's right.
But on the contrary, they have divine power.
Yes.
To demolish strongholds.
Yes, sir.
And let me tell you something about the strongholds that we are facing right now. There's a whole lot going on in the world right now, and we need real men to stand up. We need real men to say, you're not gonna knock me down. I'm not gonna let you have my child. Say, you can't have my child. I'll stand.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm a real man. I'll stand firm in the Lord. Not on my own strength, but I'll stand firm in the strength that God has given me. But you can't have my child, Satan. You can't have my child because I belong to the Lord, and I'm going to make sure that my child knows the word of prayer.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Strongholds.
Yes.
Those problems and those situations that back 10 years ago that were not here, but right now everything going on in the world is strongholds, but we got to stand firm.
Yes.
Stand firm. That's right.
Yes.
And wait on the Lord.
Yes.
Huh?
Oh, yes.
Come on now.
And be of good courage.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. That's the word. Let me tell you, good fathers can teach. Ephesians 6:4 says, and ye fathers, provoke not your child to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
That's all right.
Watch this. When I was studying this, D. Martin Lloyd Jones, he's a 20th century preacher, one of the greater preachers. He said, when you are disciplining a child, you should first have control yourself.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
He says, What right have you to say to your child that he needs discipline when you obviously need it yourself?
All right.
I said, ouch, you stepped on me. Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. Bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. This does not mean just scolding your children all the time. It means to train them and admonish them. Encouragement and rebuke must be combined with training and teaching. Hallelujah. You know, training has to come before admonition.
Okay.
Before I start trying to scold my child and make them do something, I have to teach them something.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah.
You can't expect the child to be doing the right thing when you didn't teach him what the right thing was.
Come on, that's right. So true.
A good father knows how to teach.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Train them. Bring them up the way that they should go. Colossians 3:21 says, Father, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged.
That's right.
Watch this. You see, most parenting problems, the parent blames the child. You have seen people out in public, why are you acting like that? I know. But you see, it says it's easy in those situations for the parent to blame the child.
Yes.
And the public approves of that. That's because the problem is evident in the child. But it came from parents. Ouch.
Yes,
indeed.
Provoke not, lest they become discouraged.
Yes, yes.
Children who grow up with parents who provoke them and
all right.
They'll become discouraged. So when you go one-on-one with your child, you have to realize that I'm the adult.
That's right.
Yes.
That's
right.
That's right.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
They need to feel the love and support. So you train them and then you admonish them.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Your children don't think you're getting a bye now. You still need to be brought up.
Yes.
And then finally, a good father knows what to teach and why. David said to Solomon, that thou mayest prosper in all that thou doest, and whithersoever thou turnest thyself, that the Lord may continue his word, which he spake concerning me, said, if thy children take heed to their way, to walk before me in truth with all their heart and with all their soul. Hallelujah. You see here that David promised his sons. He said, if you walk right, I can promise you that you'll have the throne, that you will be the king. That was David talking to Solomon. I say to you today, if you admonish your child the right way and train them, then they will see
yes.
the king.
All right.
If you train them up the way that they should go, if you set an example before them, you can promise them that they will see the king.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. If they follow God with all their heart and with all their soul. Hallelujah. When we look at this biblical collection there with King David, we may envy it, the sons of David, because they had such a promise. But we have a very similar promise from God. If you look at Matthew 6:33, it says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. God promises that if we put him first, he'll take care of
us. Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. Seek ye first kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things should be added to you. I don't know about you, but I want my children to be able to look at my life and judge my life fit to follow, and be able to proclaim that I got it from a daddy. You heard a whole lot from, I got that from my mom. But come on, fellas, we want them to be able to say, I got that from my daddy. After I've gone the way of all the earth, and all of us have got to go that way.
That's right.
After I've heard my Father in heaven say, well done, I want the world to be able to say about my child and about my grandchildren that they got that from the daddy.
That's right.
I want them to be able to say that they just like the daddy.
Positive way,
Hallelujah. When you teach them, you teach them that if Jesus can't fix it,
nobody
can.
Teach them.
You tell them when they get in trouble, when they're going through that, I know somebody that cares.
Tell them.
Somebody that will answer prayer when the world is turning back on you. I know somebody who will answer prayer.
Oh, yes.
When they get on their knees and they start calling on Jesus.
Lord.
I want somebody to say, they got it.
From the dead.
They're praying just like I heard him pray.
Yes.
They're walking just like I seen him walking. They're talking just like I heard him talking. They got it from the dead.
Yes.
Hallelujah. As I prepare to close, I just want to read the words of a song for you daddies. Order my steps in your word, dear Lord.
Yes, sir.
Lead me.
Guide me
every day.
Every day.
Send your anointing, Father, I pray.
Right.
Order my steps in your word. Humbly I ask thee to teach me your will. While you are working, help me be still. Satan is busy, but my God is real.
Yes,
order my steps in your word. Bridle my tongue. Let my words edify. Let the words of my mouth be acceptable in thy sight. Take charge of my thoughts both day and night. Please, all of my steps in your word. I want to walk worthy. My calling to fulfill. Please, all of my steps, Lord, and I'll do your blessed will. The world is ever changing, but you are still the same. Just order my steps and I'll praise your name. My steps in your word. Order my tongue in your word. Guide my feet in your word. Watch my heart in your word. Show me how to walk in your word. Show me how to talk in your word. When I need a brand new song to sing, show me how to let your praises ring in your word. In your word. Please order my steps in your word.
Yes, Lord, thank you.
And I'll do your will.
Do your will.
And I'll pass it on to my children and my children's children if you just order my steps
in your word.
In your word.
Please.
I got it. From my dad.
Yeah.
I got it. From my dad. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Everybody here is saved. Jesus. We cannot assume that everybody knows Jesus. But as the songwriter said, everybody ought to know Jesus. It's good to know Jesus. So if you don't know Jesus, we're going to extend the invitation to you because you can know him. Because he's the best thing that ever happened to me. He's the best friend that you can ever have. He's a friend that will stick closer than a brother. Is there one, as the musician continued to play? And even if you don't have a church home, our pastor, Pastor Dwayne Davis, would receive you into this ministry, this body of believers, because we're serious about the things of God. Is there one? There may be one that says, I heard the word, faith have come alive, and I just want to come a little closer. I just need someone to agree with me. Is there one? Rest on your feet.
When I'm resting in my, there is nothing, there is nothing that can be said. Can be said.
Give a shout out to my daddy.
Yeah.
That's a good one. We'd like you to stand for the doxology. Up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Now unto him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power.
Yes.
both now and forever.